The deal would have Virginia-based Dominion Resources pay a combined $220 million to owners Wisconsin Public Service of Green Bay and Wisconsin Power and Light of Madison. Charlie Schrock is the president of generation for Wisconsin Public Service. Schrock says this deal appealed to his company in the first place because nuclear energy is becoming so specialized. He says a company like Dominion, that already owns 5 nuclear plants, can run them more efficiently. Schrock says this sale is also in the best interest of the plant's workers.
They've offered jobs to all the employees at Kewaunee, and I think Dominion offers a higher probability that the plant will continue running past its current license, which is in 2013.
Until that time, Dominion would continue supplying power to Wisconsin Public Service and Wisconsin Power and Light. But critics, like Manitowoc Mayor Kevin Crawford, worry about the long-term effects.
After 2013, it's any-get-your-gun-and-no-holds-barred wrestling, and the fact of the matter is it will be whatever the marketplace will bear.
Crawford City owns its own power plant, but also buys from the Kewaunee facility. He's convinced this sale would raise power costs eventually. Crawford says the ratepayers of Wisconsin have helped build the plant and says that should ensure them continued low rates. Wisconsin Public Service's Schrock says profits from the sale would help customers by staving off rate hikes in the near future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.